What is this, amateur hour?
I'm blacker than the ace of spades and more militant than you and your whole damn army put together. While you out there chanting that rally, browbeating politicians, I'm taking out any money front sucker on a humble that gets in my way. So I tell you what, when your so-called revolution starts, you call me, and I'll be right down front showing you how it's done. But until then, you need to shut the fuck up when grown folks is talking. Now can you dig it?
Ladies, gentlemen, and scholars, the world's first Quantimino-powered podcast live from the Daddy Juice Energy Studio in the Beaded Curtain District. Your star plays Gemini Jackson, the Burrito Bandito, Brian McFly, and Arthur Dude.
Welcome, welcome, ladies, gentlemen, of course, you scholars. I'm your fearless and greasy host, Gemini Jackson, someone of the Quantimino with Model of the Millennium, Brian McFly.
Yeah.
And our resident hyena, Arthur Dude.
Howdy, ninjas.
The Burrito Bandito.
Hey, hey, hey.
Joins us from the other side of the gory hole. Glory hole. Gory hole.
Gory hole.
I don't like that.
Wow, me neither.
It's a gory hole.
Wow. You know what it is.
You know what it is.
Dripping.
So now let's, Jesus, get this party started with Double X Quantimino. Seems like we got a fucking breaking news update.
You guys have been on the journey with me on trying to get dogs to stop barking.
I think it's, I believe that's your Sisyphean feat.
It is. And you know, I've been thinking about it. I know I sound like a psychopath.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I gave you guys the option. Like, should I? Okay, so there's a dog barking in the apartment below me, and it keeps waking me up. And I asked you guys, should I leave another note or should I go talk to her like a person?
Her?
And I guess that she was a woman. And so anyway, so
he guessed that she was a woman.
So I nut up the other day.
Yeah.
And I went down there and I was like, I knocked on the door and this
come
woman
knock
comes
on
out.
My door.
Uh-huh. This woman comes out, dude.
Yeah.
Is she wearing a collar?
No.
She is the dog.
Oh, no. That's awesome.
And I was like, you know what?
Calling words.
As you were.
No, you know what? Now I have to discipline you. This is now my responsibility to train the dog.
That's right. And then I put some peanut butter on my dick and we got to work.
Yeah.
No, this lady comes out.
Monkey's out of the bottle, man.
Let's say if I told you that she was younger than 80, I'd be lying to you. She's
wow.
an old ass
oh,
lady.
No.
With a cane.
Oh,
with
no.
a cane.
And it took her 3 minutes to open
it
the
really
door.
Did. It really did. Wow. I saw her. I saw that she was old as she was walking to the door, and I was like, oh
fuck. She old.
Yeah, so when she came out, I was just like immediately started apologizing.
Listen, ma'am.
I'm like, and I was like, I have
to.
In
I
my
hate to
mind,
do this.
I was like, I have to tell her why I'm here. I can't just knock on the door and then.
Right.
So my
she's
buddy
80.
Gemini told me.
Yeah, fuck she's... you, first off. This is from Gemini, not me. Fuck you, you old bitch. Gemini Jackson.
She was very nice.
Seemingly so, yeah.
And I was just like, at some point it came up and she was like, is this about the dog?
Oh no! You ain't the first one!
You're probably not the first one.
Probably not. I was like, yeah. I was like,
and you won't see the last.
The dog's been waking me up. Is there any way you can like close your curtains until about 8:30 or something? I don't know. The dog's name is Pete. Okay,
aww.
It's a little wiener dog named Pete. He's
Come
old
on,
as
Pete.
Hell.
Come on, Pete.
I know. So
damn.
I'm like,
damn,
she's
old.
Wow,
he's a wiener dog named Peter.
They're each other. That's all they have.
I know.
It's each other.
No!
Pete and Kathleen, dude.
So, oh no.
Pete and Kathleen.
Yeah,
that's literally the sweetest couple I've ever heard of.
Kathleen moved to she moved to Slam City from where I'm from, Slam City.
Oh wow.
Slam City East?
East. She's from the same town I'm from and she's
wow.
like,
"Oh no."
She's like, "Yeah, I moved
wow.
here because
she's in your window."
You need to sit your little sexy
She's in your
down.
Window.
Come to my window.
Yeah,
could be
in the rear window.
She is
in your window.
There's no
top to it. Ceiling.
Oh my god.
Wow.
Yeah, that's right.
Now you get to pet Pete whenever you want.
Oh,
and Kathleen too.
Bring the peanut butter!
Pete, go fetch the peanut butter.
Pete.
And Kathleen, ditch the dentures.
Yeah.
So
she was like, so anyway, she's kinda like she's softening my heart, you know. And she's
of course,
like, that's a fucking dog.
Well, the dog is still annoying.
Sweetheart too,
but sweet.
And, except when he's barking, but
she was like, "Yeah, I moved here to Slam City because I was the last one in Slam City East, and all my family's here, and I moved here, and I've been having health issues." And,
oh man!
And I was like, "I'm so sorry."
And little Petey's all I got.
I was like, "Okay, well, I'm, you know, if it's fine, whatever."
I'll go fuck myself, Kathleen.
Yeah, but I was like, so at the end, I was like, if you could, I mean.
Really, though, shut the dog the fuck up. Love you, Pete.
Fast!
God damn it, Pete. God damn it, Pete. You don't even hear me, do you, Pete?
So how much time do you think he has left in him?
Not long. So anyway, so I felt bad, but also I bought Pete some treats, and I bought Kathleen
the
cheapest flower I could get at H-E-B.
Dude, that is very sweet
singular.
Of you.
And I,
you bastard!
One rose, a single rose. He's paying this bitch in roses.
There you go.
He's paying her in roses.
Like a bag of flowers so she could bake you some cookies or something.
While you're down there, why don't you make me some treats? I got Pete some treats.
I like chocolate chip cookies!
Kathleen, yeah. I know you ain't got shit to do. Bake me some fucking cookies and shut your dog the fuck up.
But anyways, Pete's been quiet though.
Wow.
So I think she's
talking to Pete.
Brother,
so that was an option.
But also, what?
Like, it wasn't a puppy that needed to be trained or like
here's
she was a
thing,
total bitch.
Here's another sad thing is like. She's like, she goes, we used to live in a house, and so Pete's still adjusting to apartment living. You know, he's used to having a yard, but now he's... She's not from Brooklyn.
Yeah, it sounded like she was from the East Coast for a second there.
But, so I was like, all right, I get it, Pete. You know, you're not used to this shit. But anyways,
like, God.
So, I felt like a dick, but she was, you know...
Kathleen picked actually, down. Like, kind of a hip place to live.
She kind of did, yeah.
Yeah, it's kind
bad.
Of bumping
she,
in that area.
She also could have been playing me, though. She also, as soon as she closed
grift.
The door, she was like...
Oh, that fucking piece of shit.
Pete Bachmore.
As soon as she closes the door, she takes off her old lady makeup.
Yeah. Ditches the cane.
She's a co-ed.
She's a co-ed, dude.
And makeup.
You know
she's
what,
a co-ed.
I don't say co-ed enough, dude. Yeah, thank you for reminding me of that.
Co-ed is like hella nefarious, man.
Dude.
Co-ed implies literally everything.
Yeah, you have a release form with you, dude.
But literally, like, it doesn't mean anything. It is, it's not necessarily a bad thing, but whenever you say co-ed, it's a very raw young woman.
Where are my steel drums?
It's a nubile, dude.
It's a nubile woman.
Working their way through college.
Hey, you got to put food on the table. You got to pay for those school books.
Someone's
got to
pay that debt.
Hey, it's a living.
It's a living.
Like, anyway, so that was the showdown.
All right, guys. You're demoing a brand new speaker system. What's your go-to song?
Fuck, dude. Ooh. Can you give us one, dude?
I want to guess Gemini Jackson's.
Yeah,
and maybe because I know from personal experience.
Yeah, give me.
But I was going to go with Outkast, Miss Jackson.
I didn't do Miss Jackson.
Sorry, Miss Jackson.
Wait, you did Outkast?
But
Outkast.
I did Outkast.
Hey,
I was there.
No, man. My favorite Outkast song.
Bombs over Baghdad.
I was going to say Rosa Parks, but okay.
Yeah, Bombs over Baghdad. But that wasn't the one I reached for.
What'd you... Wait.
Because when I'm listening to a speaker system... I think, you know, you want to...
Describe the speaker system first. Is it in a car? Is it in your living room?
No, it's a high fidelity speaker system in your living room.
Like a live show? Okay.
In Macintosh. Your living room. Yeah, Macintosh amp.
Okay, yeah.
Tube amp.
I'm following.
And like JBL speakers.
All right.
You know, very decent speakers.
Okay. No, that really changes like what I would
exactly.
Pick.
So I, like, given that exact setup, I picked something, you know, that had acoustic textures to it.
That's what I would pick. I wouldn't pick something that was like Miss Jackson. Anything that was like rumble bass kind of thing.
Yeah.
You're saying JBLs. How about, was there like a sub?
No sub.
Yeah, so yeah.
But it sounded like it had
woofers in the systems of in the speakers.
So when you were demoing it, you knew what was playing?
Right.
Or you picked the song?
I got to pick the song.
Okay.
What would you guys pick?
I'd probably pick something that was like remastered first and on vinyl, obviously. And from like the 90s.
I feel like it's something that, like, whenever I'm faced with this choice, it's like something, a song I'm intimately familiar with is what I like to go with. Really not because, like, even if it's not the best produced song, it's I know that song and how it sounds.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Now I can tell the differences in this speaker system based on that song.
Right.
I might, I don't know. I can't narrow it down. I'd want to hear what like old music sounded like, maybe a Beatles song, Rolling Stones. But my first thing I was thinking of was like something on OK Computer, because I'm a just a piece
like
of
fake
shit.
Plastic Trees would have been great.
Not bad, yeah.
You need to sit your little sexy ass down.
I'm sure it's on the Benz.
Yeah, I didn't want to.
Of course.
I didn't want to bring it up.
Of course.
I mean, something on OK Computer, I'd probably go with like, I don't know. Paranoid Android.
Oh, yeah. Because there's a lot of stuff going on in that
It's a good guitar little riffy thing.
But what would you pick? What's your song?
Oh, well, Brian nailed it. I would have picked like a Beatles song of some sort. Something in stereo from like the later half of the Beatles.
I don't know. Would it sound good? I feel like it
sounds
sound
fine.
Like shit.
It would sound
more of like a definitive based on like the system that we're playing it through.
Right.
Oh, you know what I would actually pick?
Yes.
And this is like a super deep cut. And, you know, you'll have to look up the details on this.
Rocky Raccoon.
No, I wasn't going to pick the Beatles. I was going to go with, like, Jack White's Lazaretto on vinyl.
Mm.
The, like, song. Ultra LP.
Beer song. I'm hearing beer song here.
It kind of is beer song, but it's also, like look up the details on this LP. I don't want to go too much into detail about it, but it's, like...
Listeners, what's it called again?
Lazaretto.
Lazaretto, as
Ultra
if you didn't
LP
know.
The Ultra LP by Jack White. It's a special edition LP of Lazaretto. Only because, like, if we're doing audiophile system testing,
right,
I would use this one.
There you go. Burrito, what you reaching for?
I think I'm going to go with Coheed.
I was going to say, Coheed, probably Welcome Beer Home. Song. Welcome Home?
Probably not. I would probably go with, like, in Keeping Secrets.
Ah. Uh-huh.
Because you got your Man Your Own Jackhammer, you know.
Man Your Own Jackhammer!
What's that one acoustic ditty? Acoustic.
Oh, yeah, some Sparta.
Acoustic love
or
song.
Or maybe even one of the ones off of, the first song off Unheavenly Creatures. That's probably a pretty good song.
Wow.
For demoing right now.
You picked something Beatles-y.
Yeah, or you know what? I might just listen to Bright Eyes, dude.
There you
I
go.
Fucking love
that's
Bright
exactly
Eyes.
What I was gonna. That's what I was thinking. You'd probably reach for.
Yeah, because the crazy thing is, their country stuff, sounding stuff, and they also have a more electric sounding.
But I'm talking about if you got one song to
but
play.
But I don't
want to
diss Bright Eyes or nothing. But they really strive for lo-fi, or he really strives for it.
And sometimes it's very produced.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's also I don't know compared to like a Beatles record. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying.
I don't know. I can't pick. So sorry.
We also did Postal Service.
Postal Service. Again,
because of the stereo-ness of this.
Yeah, but from an audiophile perspective, right. I feel like whatever record you're picking, there has to be something going on with like the producer. Like maybe he's like, you know, trendsetter of like production at the time or something. And then the audiophileness is like, oh, this is like remastered or...
I don't feel that way because what
story behind like how they made
what I really, really wanted to play. Was Blue in the Face, Alkaline Trio.
Okay.
Wait, where does that song go?
It's just acoustic guitar.
It's Matt's about time that you got sick of me. I'm no longer fine.
Okay.
And so far from interesting, I thought that I found me a cure for feeling old. Just one more line.
Okay, that's
here you go.
But this was your first...
this was my gut.
Really?
It's just acoustic guitar and singing.
Yeah, but I know it, like, inside. I know that song,
okay.
Right? And I know the textures that it's supposed to have.
Our approaches are different, you know? I'm going, like, audiophile approach. You guys are going with, like...
I want to know,
it's
like...
my fingerprint on my brain song.
I want to know the difference on this speaker system versus the one I got at home.
Yeah, is
you know
there something
what I mean?
That I wasn't hearing before?
Yeah.
And well, you're also specifying Macintosh amplifier...
Right.
With JBL speakers.
Right, so it's a very analog system.
Yeah. JBL's like a weird choice, though.
No. These are old-ass JBLs.
Okay.
Like 70s shit.
Yeah, but mixing it with a Macintosh, though?
With a brand new Macintosh.
They make them still?
Yeah, they make them
brand
still.
New.
Okay.
You gotta get brand one of those vintage ones with, like, the blue lights and stuff.
It's got green tubes.
Oh, green tubes?
Green tubes, baby.
What color are the pubes?
Match the curtains.
Shit. So was that what was going on with the?
That's going on. I'm glad you guys had some songs. Yeah. Here's a song. Speaking of, how would your young adult self, 18 to 20, react if Gail's A B C D E F U was written about you?
So, are you guys familiar with this song?
Yeah,
it kind of popped off like late last year.
It goes A B C D E F U, and your mom, and your sister, and your job, and your broke ass car, and the shit you call art. Wow. Fuck you and your friends that I'll never see again. Everybody but your dog, you can all fuck off.
Anyways,
it's very sing-songy.
Yeah, is it like a punky
thing? It's a punk
song.
No.
It's a pop song straight up,
it's
but
straight
it
up
wants
pop.
To be punk.
Okay.
Kind of has a lot of 90s alternative influence to it. But yeah.
It's very pop though.
Sounds fun. Right?
Yeah.
But
I hear I don't like it on her a attitude, lot of but the TikTok.
It is all over
this
TikTok.
This guy's a TikToker. All right, ladies and gentlemen. He's not a
burrito on TikTok, ladies and gentlemen. No, Zoomer. He gets links too.
Yeah.
He gets links.
That's where he gets his news.
I see TikToks when I watch Instagram reels.
Oh, yeah.
I really hate that about the whole social media.
It's all reposts.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, it is.
Well, what if it was written about you?
Yeah. And you're 18 to 20 years old. This girl writes a song
I'd
about
pissed,
how
dude.
Much of a like, piece of shit you are.
I'd be
and it becomes
pissed.
Like the biggest song of like.
Oh. Yeah,
I would be ecstatic.
Of your town.
Yeah,
I'd be it'd be hilarious because
that's
like,
what I was thinking on Gemini's side.
Yeah, because she's gotten so pissed off at me. She wrote this whole ass song. Obviously, my dick good.
Right, it's memorable. Oh, so you win.
I won.
Yeah.
Am I writing a song about her? No, I'm fucking her friend.
Okay, I inspired her to write this masterpiece.
Obviously, yeah. I'm a scumbag. So this like this plays well to me.
Right. I would be pissed at 18
because she
20,
got
and then
famous.
At 30, I'd be like, oh wait a second, I won. So it'd take me 10 years to realize.
Also, she's getting famous on this.
I don't like that part.
Yeah, that part's the part that
part
sucks.
Is,
But you know what? My dick good. It's an advertisement for my dick. You don't
That's
think
right.
everybody... Hey, I fucked her so bad. She's a Billboard artist.
So you'd be coming out with a statement saying this song was written about me.
Yes.
That's my broke-ass car.
No regrets.
I'd have... On my chest, A, B, C, D, E, F, me.
Oh, that's good. Yeah.
Yeah. Good one, Gemini Jackson.
Hey.
That's and why all, you're paying the big bucks.
That's why I get paid the big bucks. That's why I'm named on this show. That's why. Slam City Radio with Gemini Jackson and some other dudes.
That's the name, the full name.
It's the full name. It's still working.
You got to start putting
progress.
On the branding, though.
Yeah. It's too long, so we shorten it.
Good take, guys.
Did anybody else have a take, Burrito?
I was thinking about how I did have a broke-ass car when I was 18 to 20.
Everybody.
Cool.
Everybody.
They're not.
That's
everybody.
Why it's supposed to hit you hard.
Everybody has a broke-ass car at 18.
But you know what car I'm talking about
yeah,
when
it was
I was
a broke-ass
18.
Firebird.
It was the Firebird.
That you dropped the engine on your thumb.
Still a pussy magnet, though.
You dropped the engine on your thumb. Do you remember doing that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I do. Still hurts.
Yeah. It never stops hurting.
Every time I look at my thumb, I think about it.
All right, Burrito, Mosaic Massacre.
Oh, yeah.
Tell me about this man amongst men.
So, you guys have seen JAV, right? You're familiar?
I'm sorry, what?
JAV?
Can you...
Japanese adult videos.
Oh,
Jav? Yeah,
such things exist?
Yes.
Japanese adult videos.
I've watched these videos. You know what I haven't seen? The cocks.
You've never
or
not.
The pussies.
He's never seen a Japanese cock in his life.
Yeah.
Like,
or a pussy.
I'll tell you why.
Why?
Because it's illegal to show that, even though, you know, in Japan, they're all about sexy time, but apparently they just want to see blocks.
Titties and blocks.
Titties. Yeah.
Wait, so but titties are fine, right?
I mean, everybody's got titties.
Oh, yeah. Everyone's got nipples.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some of them, see, everyone has nipples, but some of them have mounds underneath the nipples, is what I like to say.
Right. Fat deposits.
Yes.
Arthur.
So most JAV have mosaics, which are, you know, obviously blurred out cocks.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And pussies.
Pixelated.
And pussies.
We keep forgetting
pixelated,
the pussies.
I guess.
He's sleeping on the pussies.
That'd be nice.
Yeah, a bed of pussies? I don't know, man.
And so there was a guy out there.
It seems
who was,
nice, but it just seems like a mess.
He was taking requests.
Oh.
So I could pick out my favorite JAV and have it
demosaiced?
Demosaiced, which is pretty difficult.
Sure.
Because it's actually, in some video, it's an add-on. I guess. The mosaic is like a different layer. But in JV, it's like it's actually part of it.
Right.
So
right.
there's no way it's burned in. Yeah. Yeah. So he was using this AI machine learning program like reconstruct what was going on underneath there.
Hey, computer, what does pussy look like?
Yeah.
By my calculations,
it looks almost like this. Wow.
So he sold roughly 12,000 videos to
Jesus.
That's a living.
How much does
200 registered users to his registered. Site.
How much does he make per video?
I don't know per video. He may have had like a
is like commission
depending on how
do you have
long.
That gross
yeah.
earning.
Is it a group buy? Is it a group buy?
You think he called it the sex registry?
No, that's different.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's what you have.
That's what you look at.
He made roughly 100,000 US.
100,000 bucks.
200 wow. videos.
No, yeah. 12,000.
No, that's the members count.
I love this.
No, 200.
I mean, this guy's in
is it 200 members or 12,000 members?
200 members.
Oh, what?
Registered users.
It's like $8 a video, which isn't terrible.
12,000 videos.
That's
yeah,
a lot
yeah.
of videos,
around,
though.
Around $8 a video.
I like this guy. This guy saw a need in the marketplace.
The marketplace.
Yeah, the marketplace.
You're the narc! Filled,
the yeah, narc's got else him. Was,
yeah, that's right. So, I mean, it's cool that he did this. I mean, it was a happy ending to the story, right?
No, he was arrested.
Uh-huh.
Come on.
He seems like a smart dude.
Why is this a crime?
Copyright.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
There's a copyright violation.
That's not. Is that what they? Is that what they're claiming it is?
This sounds like fair use to me.
He got DMCA'd into jail.
Oh, yeah, he is selling other people's videos.
Yeah, he's definitely selling other people's videos.
Yep. No. Okay. How about wait?
Just because
isn't
you put
there an
like,
argument that he's doing is he's like he's just
it's not fair use.
No, no, but he's not like, if someone
it's
said,
not a new
I
work.
Bought this video, can you change the video for me?
And then
it
redistribute
to
it to my 200 buddies? I don't think that flies.
Exactly. That's probably where it got
okay.
a little sticky. But I think if it's a one-to-one transaction, if some guy's like, hey,
that's what I,
here's a video, then yeah.
Okay.
I think that's okay.
I don't see anything wrong in that.
Right.
Oh.
But
yeah,
you can't scale
says,
that.
It says there's nothing wrong with actually editing the video itself.
It's like,
of course,
it's just vagina. It's his distributing and selling them. So if he had kept it all private or just like,
but the illegal part was that there was cocks and pussies in it.
No,
right? That's
no.
not what they were.
I feel like the distribution
no,
there's not, was
it's only the distribution.
Oh, okay.
Nothing's wrong with like if you just to like, you know, track the pixels and put a big black dick on it. And like have it like move around and shit.
But is it illegal to have dicks and pussies in porn?
If
in
you're
Japan?
A porn company producing pornography, you have to pixelate stuff.
In Japan.
But if you're doing it, if you're doing your own independent
you can
stuff,
yeah.
If you're not
I mean like there's definitely people who are doing cell phone and
but
fucking
if you're not,
their girl.
Can they sell it?
No. That's where they cross the line is you cannot
that's
distribute.
I think
that.
You can get I think on a 1-to-1 scale you can. But not on distribution level.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll agree to that.
Like you, OnlyFans you can probably do.
Okay.
I don't know though.
We're not I'm not a Japanese lawyer.
Depends on who the police are, you know?
If it's Kyoto police, then you might be out of luck.
Narcs.
Moving on to a different city, Las Vegas, or as I like to call it, Las Wages. Brian's
Gemini
got
Jackson,
hey, I'll be here.
Recently.
I was, but I was going to throw to Brian with his insider tips, Brian.
Before the show, we were talking about buffets in Las Vegas and how expensive they are. Like $40 a god dang plate. Not a plate.
Not
but,
a plate,
know,
but
know.
An entry.
Entry. An entry fee.
Entry for your entrees.
Yeah, a cover charge, if you will.
A cover charge to the buffet.
And
it's
Arthur
true.
Arthur was like, you know, they have prime rib there, so it makes it worth it, and I agree with him. But if you want to take things with you, in the past, you'd have to, like, wrap it up in a napkin, put it
in your purse.
In your purse or your pocket.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, what's our company called? I don't know.
Triple C Corporation.
Is it? Oh, Triple C? We make Sweet Cum. Sweet Cum is a subsidiary?
Subsidiary.
There's a lot going on.
There's a lot. It's like Yum
the
Brand.
The umbrella company is Triple C Corporation.
Okay, I got a product for the Triple C, which is Pocket Tupperware.
Pocket Tupperware.
I think he has an idea, ladies and gentlemen.
I think you might be onto something.
So you get what I'm saying. It's kind of a flat Tupperware that you fit in your pocket. If you're wearing JNCOs, you can get the bigger.
Oh yeah,
you can fit a lot in that one.
You can put
it's
gravy
a gallon
in there.
Size Ziploc bag.
But that way you don't the juices don't go into your underwear or your jeans and
not like usual.
So
could you use a grocery bag?
Or just like plastic? a plastic bag,
yes.
Like a Ziploc bag.
This is his main brand. This is his brand.
This is a brand,
dude. It's pocket Tupperware.
But if you it's smushy.
You gotta
in the
walk
bag.
Like a
oh,
fucking
so it's
robot.
Rigid.
It's Tupperware.
So kind of like one of those files that you keep your papers in, made of plastic, but for your pocket.
It's Tupperware that's like shaped like a pocket.
Yeah.
So just Tupperware.
Yeah, but it's shaped.
Is it discreet?
It's discreet. And it's shaped like the pocket. You can't find Tupperware shaped like the pocket.
I don't know if you're fitting a lot of prime rib.
You're not fitting a lot, but you're it could be long. Your pockets aren't that long.
You would have to like put it in your pants. It'd have to be like thigh.
We could do that.
Thigh Tupperware.
Why don't you just put it in your stomach?
Because you need some for later. Because
you're full.
What if you just replace the pocket with like plastic?
That's what Art was saying with a Ziploc bag.
Squished.
It gets squished. So you need
something
some
rigid.
Integrity to it.
Okay.
You need something with integrity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. What's weird is that you started out being on board with this product, and then now you're attacking me. So
that's what this form is for.
Yeah, it's kind of an attack form.
You came up with this buffet idea.
And I guess you're trying to make it foolproof. You're trying to make it stronger.
Exactly. Well, you know, like
if you can prove us wrong, it's a million-dollar
seller. My vending machine idea last time got shit all over.
What was it?
My vending machine.
With
the underwear.
Warm socks.
It just seems, I don't know.
See? Pocket Tupperware sucks.
Look, sounds like a butthurt report.
Let's make vending machines with the warm socks and the Tupperware.
Okay.
Oh, the pocket Tupperware can come out warm too.
And self-testing sweet cum
kits.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those should be free though.
Why?
It's a service. Public service. It's government.
The kit
it's a government
free,
grant.
But
yeah.
If you want,
but you send it in.
No.
Because fucking bums are just going to be coming on these things just to come on them.
Instead of Kleenex or something.
They're just going to pull it and come on it.
Yeah, because they'll be like, but it doesn't do anything, but it feels like I'm doing.
Maybe you have to do a retina scan to activate the, you know, one per person kind
Not
of
again,
thing.
Jimmy. Damn.
Denied. You already got sent one 2 hours ago.
So you went to Vegas.
I did go to Las Vegas, or as I like to say, Las Vegas.
J-Mark, cut both of those.
Yeah, all of them.
All of it!
So.
But why is it Las Wages, though?
You spend money.
You lose money, then.
Oh,
you lose
so wait,
money.
So what you're saying is you make wages.
You make wages, and then you bring it to this city.
And you bring it to Las Vegas.
And then they're gone.
And then
like the millions and millions of working people have done.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Like the Donut King, he did that.
He did do that. And he lost millions. Millions. So Las Vegas.
Las Wages.
And this time around, it's like different than all the other times I've gone.
Why?
Tell us about it, Gemini Jackson.
We did a bit more, I feel like.
Okay. So you were
like
there for a few
around.
Days.
Yeah, 3 days.
And you've been there numerous times before.
I've been there a lot.
But this time was a little different.
This one is a little different. So the first day we get there... And we start gambling and drinking immediately. It's only like noon, and I've already had way too much alcohol. But
this is the first day after you like arrive.
Yeah,
first day of arrival.
So it's about noon.
Drunk at noon.
I've already had too much alcohol, but I've won like $1,200 on blackjack.
Really?
You playing blackjack?
Yeah. I keep playing and I lose about $400 to $500 of those dollars. So I'm up like $700 still.
You're up eight. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm up about eight. But I'm already too fucked up. And like everybody starts trickling in, so of course we drink more. Yes. And by the time it's like 4 o'clock, everyone's like, "Hey, let's go grab some dinner." So we hop into an Uber and
go.
Are
you sleepy?
Yeah, I'm so sleepy.
That sounds sleepy.
I'm so sleepy because our flight was like at 6 a.m.
Oh my God.
And right. Then, yeah. And so we've been pounding and like.
And now you're going to eat?
We get to dinner.
You're going to put on your
tum-tum? We get to dinner. I'm at the table and I'm like fucking passing out.
I'm
like, guys, I got to go. I got to go. Yeah. Like I find my way back to the hotel. I pass out for the rest of the day.
Nice.
The rest of the day.
What is this, and it's what, 8 o'clock in the
No,
night?
This was 4 p.m.
Oh, okay.
Did you sleep all the way till
I
the morning?
I slept all the way to the morning.
Love it.
It was awesome.
He needed it.
That's
a good
need
day.
That.
That's a good day, man.
Yeah. So then on Thursday, there's this place called Area 15.
Okay.
And not 51?
Not 51. And it's kind of this big art installation that's kind of like futuristic. They have exhibits. It's really cool.
It's a money laundering
museum? So you buy tickets
museum?
Yes.
Admission to check this place out?
Yeah. Okay. And they have really like massive exhibits and stuff like that. It's all kind of like audiovisual sensory stuff.
Is this modern art or what are we looking at?
Well, I mean, it's more like experiential stuff. So I have like you go into this room, there's a ton of flashing lights.
Is it a rotating gallery or is it just like this?
I think they're probably thinking like... about doing that. But right now it's just it has these like four big installations.
Yeah. I'm following.
It's just this huge like.
Yeah.
I don't know, art collective,
that's
and
like
they
a
do
thing
all this
people
shit.
Do these days,
yeah,
you know, you make
I mean
money.
It's all really cool. Yeah,
Meow Wolf.
Meow Wolf was there.
We should go there.
Yeah, we should.
Don't we work near there somewhere?
Yeah.
Okay. Anyways.
It's near Slam City.
Yeah, so we're exploring around. But before we got there, we did mushrooms.
Yeah.
And like,
that's awesome.
There's just like, everything there is fairly, it's fairly crafted to be kind of an acid trip.
Right.
Like everything's neon fluorescent and stuff like that. And then like, so we're walking around on this shit and it's not really hitting me that hard. I just kind of have a little bit of body high.
How do you do just eat the mushrooms or was it like a...
They're on chocolate.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So it was pretty fun. And then after that, we went to a strip club.
Oh, tits? Obviously.
Yeah, while on mushrooms.
Guys, I like tits.
This one was an all-nude one.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, all-nude strip club.
Any beef? Any meat curtains?
Everything was fairly well-maintained, which was like...
Maybe it was,
I mean, but
inside.
It's Vegas, right? It's Las Vegas, so, you know, they have to put quality out there. Yeah, there's a little bit of a bar. But it's all nude, you know what I mean?
I hope they were, you know, 28 or something. I hope they weren't too young.
Some of them are probably just early 20s.
Gross.
Yeah, so it's all nude.
I don't like young women anymore. I've heard it's inappropriate. So anyways, go on. Yeah. You're at the strip club. You're looking at tits.
Gash.
Huh? And Gash.
And Gash.
I keep forgetting about Gash. I don't want to really see that at a strip club.
See, that's kind of what it is, right? And like the thing about this particular club, it was super clean and the lights were all on.
No,
oh, no!
Don't do that. You guys can see your bros?
Yeah, there's
you
no
can
mystique.
See your bros?
There's no mystique. And like, we were only there for maybe 15 minutes and nobody was feeling it.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's not sexy. And yeah, how's the music?
It sounds like it's like
the
last,
music's fine.
It's last call the entire time. Or it's like
yeah,
the bar turned on the
light. Exactly. And all the girls were kind of not into it either. So we're just like, whatever, fuck this
Why?
Shit.
Maybe a safe. That's a,
I don't think it's a safety thing. I just think it's just like, yeah, it's a design error.
It was featured on a bug.
It was clean and all that stuff. And there was gash and all that stuff, but nobody was feeling it. So we just leave.
If I'm going to see pussy on a stage, I want it to be a little dark in the room. I don't want to see it in the cold light of day.
I don't want to see it under God's light. Under a microscope.
Yeah, you ever seen a pussy with the lights on, dude?
Jesus.
Come on, dude. It's offensive. Like.
God's vagina.
Genitals are offensive under bright fluorescent lights.
I don't want anyone to see my dick with like bright lights
on. This is
on
fucking
it.
Office lighting?
Yeah.
With a jeweler's loop?
Yeah, with a jeweler's loop. So that was, what, Friday?
Yeah,
Friday.
Damn.
He's still got another day!
Yeah. And so the main feature of the final day was Cirque du Soleil.
Yeah.
Which I've never been to.
Which one did you see?
You were completely sober.
Ka. And Ka stands for what?
It's just K-A and it's
just
like... Yeah, but
they're thematic.
It's fighting. It's like...
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fun.
And
like Kung Fu? Everybody was Kung Fu.
It's like swordplay. Swordplay. With story. I've never been to a Cirque show, and it was fucking awesome.
They're over the top, man.
They're over the top.
You know what's why? He was completely sober for that.
Stone cold. No.
Hey, they're badass.
Nope.
He was yacked.
He got me!
We were on acid.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it didn't actually hit me until midway through the show.
That's cool. You got to experience
some of the show sober, and then some of it.
You got to go on the other side while having a good time.
Right. And it was, I mean, the show was fucking awesome. I'd do it again. Stone cold sober.
So when you were high on acid, were you thinking, like, was there any part of you that wanted to go on stage and maybe see if you could fight people?
I didn't get
to
that level.
He was glued to his chair.
I was glued to my chair. Yeah, but there's, like, fireworks and shit inside and shit.
Indoor fireworks.
It's massive. It's massive. It's a cool show.
That sounds
fun. Anybody's interested or, you know, tacitly interested in this show, and it's, I never went because I always felt like it'd be a hassle. Like,
really?
I just always felt like it'd be a hassle, but it's like, it's right there in the casino.
It's definitive Vegas show experience.
Yeah, it's massive.
Like, over the top,
yeah.
Theatrics, anything Cirque du Soleil.
And like, everybody who's there is like a fucking pro. They're like the top of the top, you know what I mean? So it's
and
like
there's like multiple different shows under that umbrella.
Right.
And they're all thematic. So you can pick like, what theme you like? Oh, I like the Beatles. We got love. Things like that.
I like sex. Let's go to O.
Yeah. Hey, strip club that Jim and I went to, if you're listening... They stayed 15 minutes there, and they'd rather watch Cirque du Soleil than your fucking titties and pussies. So maybe...
up the theatrics.
Yeah.
So after that, we went to a rooftop bar.
I love a rooftop bar.
And what makes them different from a regular bar?
It's on a roof.
It's on the rooftop.
Okay.
I mean, but this it's closed in. It's like it's just the top floor, but there's glass everywhere. It's not like exposed or anything because people probably jump and shit. I don't know.
Yeah, they got to stop. People got to stop
15
jumping. 15
minutes of that strip club, maybe?
Yeah. And
I prefer an open roof, but
yeah. On. So we're chilling in the rooftop bar, and there's this like little station, and it's like the sushi chef has this little nook, right?
There's a sushi chef.
There's a sushi chef in the corner.
Damn.
And like,
damn.
You know, he's doing his thing, but nobody's ordering shit. And I'm like, sushi sounds good.
I was up 800 and I slept through the night.
You're right. And like, I did feel
up.
I'm still up, and I order what's called the chef's platter.
Okay.
And all it is three pieces of nigiri.
Okay.
And three pieces of sashimi.
Tell me what nigiri is.
Nigiri is the piece of fish on top of the rice.
The rice, okay.
And then...
Tell me what sashimi is.
Sashimi is just pieces of fish.
So
this is supposed
this
to be
is some half-ass sushi.
Pieces of... This is $10 a piece of sushi.
Oh,
fish.
$60 it's for 60 some half-ass sushi?
It's 60
He's
bucks.
Not
but
even
I'm like,
rolling something like a...
I mean, he has to
no
ball up the rice,
like that.
But maybe you just pulled
it's
it out of the fridge.
It's just nigiri and sashimi,
yeah,
and
there's
it's
no skill
60
to this.
Bucks. There's a lot of skill to cutting it, right? I'm sure.
I don't know, man. If you have the right knife, you could probably do it yourself.
It's all in the knife.
I'm not dissing Chef
Cash. If you buy the
right
guitar,
okay?
Dude, you can write
exactly.
A
yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And so
exactly.
I order it. But this is his last order of the night.
Oh, no. You got the bottom of the barrel
and
stuff?
He's like, I'm so sorry. We don't have enough to do the full sashimi thing. But, you know, we can substitute. I'm like, whatever you got to do, I know you'll take care of us. But he comes out and there's like fucking 16 pieces of nigiri, two rolls, and then a whole bowl of toto, which is like fatty tuna, probably the most expensive piece of the tuna.
So they just emptied it on you
guys. They emptied it all
for the same
on
price?
Us. All for the same
Love
price.
It, dude.
So
all right.
It was probably...
You're back on board?
It was probably $200 worth of sushi.
Damn!
Fucking fantastic sushi.
Arthur, I think this is a lesson.
Sometimes.
This is a lesson for both of us.
Right.
Being
man.
Cheap sometimes is that if you
shoot your shot.
If you shoot your shot, sometimes it pays off.
Sometimes it pays off.
Even more than you thought.
Right.
More than you paid for.
But, you know, it was also for Gemini Jackson, and I'm sure the chef knew that.
What do you mean?
It's true.
Like
it's because
the way
I ordered
Gemini
it.
Would be like, he's like, oh, I'm so sorry, sir. He wanted to impress him from the get-go, but he didn't have the ingredients, and it's Gemini Jackson!
Oh, yeah. I see. He said, oh, it's Gemini.
But then I put it back on him. I said, I know you'll take care of me.
And, right.
And the way he off. Said that, they were like, fuck!
I can't let him down.
Chef Katz.
And really, I think they probably just broke even on that.
Probably just broke even. But I mean, like, yeah, they're probably going to toss whatever. Like, you can't keep that shit forever.
Right.
And he was like, you know what? Fuck it. These guys are cool. Just hit us up.
You think hobos are up there like they do at Starbucks, like when they're throwing away the muffins?
Dude, they got that shit on lockdown.
I feel like hobos can't make it
get
to the
into
rooftop
the fucking,
bar.
No.
No, I don't think so.
Even with the elevator,
I don't
you don't
even
think
they could get to that area of Vegas.
Oh, here's a hilarious part about this. The fucking rooftop bar, they give you, they give you like snacks and shit.
Yeah.
The snacks were like nuts and chicharrones.
All right.
Wait, what are chicharrones?
Pork rinds. And
so,
what kind of pork rinds?
Like,
good ones?
Like fancy ones that are
fresh?
Fresh.
Yeah.
So what did we ask for?
More pork rinds?
No.
Oh, Mang Tomas?
Not that.
Oh, wait,
was close.
It's close to that.
Like a tomato beer?
No.
Vinegar?
Vinegar.
Wait, why?
Yes!
Because vinegar and pork rinds go together like chef's kiss.
That does sound good.
Spicy
I've never
vinegar.
Tried it.
Yeah.
I love vinegar.
Treat yourself next time.
They're like, we don't have any vinegar.
What?
And we're like, oh my God.
Do you know who this guy is?
And she's like, well, let me ask somebody. And this guy comes up and says, like, okay, yeah, I'll go get some. He has to go to the fucking bottom floor, kitchen, cellar shit, to go. It's like 30 floors to get us like two little things of vinegar.
And they don't have an elevator because it's broken. He had to take the stairs.
Homeboy had to walk to get us vinegar.
But
ballers.
You didn't care.
Sorry for yelling so much.
We paid for
I'm
it.
Excited,
no, I like
man.
It. I mean, I agree with
making
you.
Making off with $200 worth of sushi for
$60.
Dude,
that was
bucks?
A highlight for sure.
Damn.
For sure. And it was like,
I mean, everything
great.
Was a highlight that you brought up except that stupid-ass strip club.
Yeah,
dude.
But also, that's kind of a funny thing. It's like, I feel like a lot of people go to Vegas just so they can go, like, see titties and shit like that.
Nah, man.
And it was, like, the worst fucking part.
Was it okay? I mean, was it? You said
everyone was like attractive.
You said it was, and it was like a high end. It wasn't like a.
It wasn't run down.
Yeah,
it was clean and it was, but it's bright and like
the
nobody was into it.
That
and
sucks.
Because it's all nude, you can't serve alcohol.
I mean,
come
on, dude.
I didn't
but
think
you can
that.
Serve $15 Red Bulls.
It's BYOB though, right?
No.
What?
Really? You can't even.
You can't even bring it in.
No.
You can't drink
Damn.
There.
No.
What's the point?
Yeah. What is the connection between a bare vagina and drinking?
You'll have to ask the governor.
Okay.
Poor decisions.
Like, poor decisions is the connection.
It's just like if people are drinking, they won't be able to contain themselves.
Yeah, but
we're
smoking weed.
Yeah. Wait, can you smoke? You can't. You can
I don't
smoke.
Know that you're not. I don't know that you're not
but
supposed
people are
to.
Puffing on the vape.
Sure, of course. It's Vegas, baby.
Damn, I do like titties though. I want that to. I want to go on record as saying that.
We have one last one, or you want to kick it?
I could go through this one pretty quick.
I have cashier's error or checkout error, cashier's fault. Art's got a bit of an arbit for us.
All right, so I'm checking out, right?
Check this out.
I got two 12 packs of the same brand, and I got a six pack of something else. I'm at the liquor store, right?
Yeah.
And so she's checking me out, and I put one of the 12 packs on the conveyor belt and the six pack on the, I put the 12 pack and she says, oh, you can just leave that other one in there. And then I put the six pack on the conveyor belt.
I know where this is going.
And I'm running through and she rings it up, right? And she gets to the point where she tells me the total and she didn't ring up one of the 12 packs because she said leave it in the cart, right? Yeah. So she tells me the total and we do the transaction and everything like that. I didn't say nothing.
Yeah. Kept his lips tight.
Yeah, it's not your job.
Got him a free case.
Yeah!
Free case. Caught a case.
So is there a... are you saying you want us to... Do you want our opinion on that or...
Yeah, would you guys just like roll with it or would you guys say, hey, you didn't ring me up for the second 12
pack? It really depends on my mood. Sometimes I'm in more of a thievery mood, but that is thievery in a sense. So sometimes I would feel kind of like
feel like I'm taking advantage of this idiot.
But yeah.
She told me to leave it here.
That's true.
She told me to leave it there, but I did catch the mistake at the point of purchase.
Sure.
Yeah.
No, I think it's fine.
Whatever you want to do.
Anytime I do, like I'm like, oh, I gotta tell her, and I tell her. That's just feel me, like that's it, me being a fucking narc.
But what if this was a test? What if this was a test from life?
I don't care.
No, I mean, like, you could also look at it like something you did nice back in the day. This is your payoff, dude.
Yeah, this is...
This is you getting paid forward. The universe balances out.
Now let's hear the voice of reason. Burrito.
Oh. Yeah, I probably would have said something.
Yeah.
Of course. Good thing you talk quiet.
Excuse me, miss. You forgot to ring me up.
She's like, shut the fuck
Here's
up.
Here's your receipt. Okay. Fuck me.
You need to sit your little sexy ass.
And that was
down.
Double X Quantimino. Yeah.
DXQ, it's in the game.
Cut that, J-Mark.
Lutas, financial advisors. When you gotta move some weight, why wait? Julio will help you diversify your holdings. Flat rate, always great. Julio gets it done. Call Julio Tejas today. Or regret it tomorrow. Bitch. Julio Tejas.
And this is the news. Las Vegas woman accused of hiding stolen cash, Rolex.
Where? At the fully nude strip club.
In genitals.
Oh, no.
Ooh.
The old nature's wallet.
The old
Two
coin
women
purse.
Were arrested after allegedly hiding cash and a watch they stole inside their genitals.
What is this, amateur?
Can you get a warrant to search the pussy or what?
If
you have probable cause.
She probably got a roll of cash in her cooch. Let's check it out.
Rolex, roll of cash.
How do you feel about this, defense lawyer, Brian? They rolled some dudes.
Okay, I don't like that. But if they're my client, it's my duty to serve them. First of all, when they're in the office, I'll be like, look, this is fucked up. Don't do this to men.
And also... Take care of that thing a little bit better. Don't just put fucking cash in there.
Think about your pH level.
Yeah, seriously. Cash is the dirtiest thing in the world, and you're putting it in there?
Yes.
And now you have a yeasty.
And who knows who was wearing that Rolex?
A dude.
Hype yeast. Is that anything? No. About if I'm in
hype yeast.
I'd be worried that the watch band is going to, like, pinch something.
Oh, yeah, that's a good... Yep. Yep.
I mean, yeah, I mean, it's not going to cause any issues because it's gold. You know what I mean?
I think this is like a finder's keeper situation. It's not, okay, that's what? Not the right thing to say. Okay, but what is this? This is like international water situation.
What?
Once, if you steal something and you put it inside of you, that's off limits to cops. You can't go inside me. You have to catch me before it goes inside my body. That's what I would say to the judge.
Dear judge, I already consumed it.
Yeah. You're gonna have to either wait. You're gonna have to wait for it to come out of my body in one way or another, and you're gonna have to tie me up and catch it as it comes out.
It's a part of me now.
It is now part of me. This cash.
Yeah. Oh wait, you're gonna steal the thing that's a part of me? You can't do that.
It's against the law.
It's against the law that I made up.
You can't steal the thing I just stole and put inside of my vagina.
So, anyways, I don't think I would win the case, but that would be my case.
That's your argument.
That's my argument.
Solid.
Two Florida women attack man with glitter, face felony charges.
Felony face charges.
Felony face charges?
Yeah, glitter
did
man.
It, did they throw it at their face?
The women are accused of throwing containers of glitter at a man, quote, striking him in the upper torso and head.
Yeah, so probably face.
Well, there you go.
Wow.
Felony face charges.
I just thought it was a funny story because I mean, it's glitter, assault, right? Man.
It's assault. If it they hit him assault. Hard enough.
How
it?
Much do you guys hate glitter? I hate
Everybody
glitter.
Everybody hates glitter. It probably got in his eyes and now he's blind like Bloodsport.
Did you happen to see, like, read the article?
No.
I wonder what the guys did. Did they deserve it?
Maybe he was just being a dick.
Maybe he was.
It was just one dude. Maybe he was at a strip club. And they just got close to him and now he has glitter all over him.
He should have stuffed something up his ass.
He's
not
probably drinking in a strip club.
Yeah, that's egregious. You can't drink here. Get out of here, glitter.
And he should have stuck something up his ass.
Speaking of ass stuff, young Scandinavians are sticking nicotine pouches up their asses.
Oh.
One user also described tucking a nicotine pouch inside the foreskin of his penis. You know, I think like sometimes people just make shit up.
Because he just claims?
Yeah, did you pull it back and like drop the,
yeah,
you know?
I claim a lot of things, dude.
Yeah, did you pull back your foreskin and drop the nicotine pouch? Then I don't believe you.
One user.
And would it actually work?
Probably, but it doesn't make a lot of sense.
It's not like it's going to get there any faster.
Yeah,
right?
I mean, the fastest way it's going to get there is orally or maybe even anally.
I mean,
those two things make sense. You don't have a lot of capillaries on your cock.
Okay, if you live with your parents and you don't want them to see like a little
put it
bulge,
in your butt.
Yeah, put it in your butt. Not the penis thing. Oh, but okay. Yeah, so you boof it, dude. If you don't want your parents to catch you dipping, dude, dip in your ass.
Plus, like, you don't have, I mean, like, whenever you get rid of it, you just get rid of it. You just take a shit.
Oh, yeah.
So there's no extra steps.
Will it go up? Will it slowly travel up into
like
your body?
Like a suppository.
I think there's a stop gap.
Is there?
There's a finite place for
it. I think it'll hang out by the sphincter.
Like, it won't go any further than that. And eventually it'll go out.
But what about things that go past the thing? Like when you put a hot...
You just stuff it into your appendix.
What?
He knows anatomy!
I mean, it's when it's not, like, biodegradable, you know, is when it becomes an issue.
Okay, so I guess It would probably, your body would eat up the whatever the skin is on the pouch.
Right.
Or whatever it's called.
Yeah.
The membrane.
And then you get sepsis.
Yeah.
Because it joins into your intestinal lining like a hernia mesh.
I say just dip like a man.
Dip like a man. Or like, you know, caffeine pouches.
But couldn't that mess up your liver?
What, caffeine pouches?
Yeah.
I don't know, but I my brother, I know I mentioned this on another podcast, but he bought me like a sleeve of them. Like, let's say six
a can
of them.
Whoa, a whole sleeve. Jesus
like coffee
Christ.
Snooze.
And when I had COVID, I was just like pounding those. I'm not buying, I don't have any anymore. I'm done
you
with
You went
stuff.
Through the whole sleeve.
I'm done.
Were they all wintergreen or were they different
no,
flavors?
No, there was mint chocolate, which was bad.
What was your favorite?
Just one that just tastes
Hazelnut?
Like coffee. Just like a coffee one. I was like, I don't want anything.
Yeah, I don't like mint coffee.
No.
That could be bad for your liver.
Shove it up your ass, you know?
Something about livers.
oh my God, you've been trying
Such
to
a good segue.
Yeah. What is this, amateur Doctor who branded his initials on patients' livers no longer allowed to practice medicine. Dr. Simon Bramhall, a British surgeon.
Drag him!
He was struck off the medical register as of Monday. Why is this a big problem?
I mean, you're doing shit you shouldn't be doing.
It seems to be outside the scope of your work.
Like,
it's outside the scope of your work, but
you are damaging their liver because you're branding it. Not technically, yes, you are.
How big is this brand, though?
That's
a burn.
I mean, you're burning your fucking initials like a fucking child.
Is it that bad, though?
It's pretty bad.
Have you ever heard of Nexium?
Oh, yeah. They're branding the pussies, the pussy lips.
I don't know about the lips.
I think
they were branding.
I think they were branding pussy lips.
No, they weren't.
What?
I mean, maybe that's what
if
it looked like.
His initials, and it was like Simon Bramhall was here. Then it would have been okay.
Yeah.
No, okay. If this is a microscopic.
It's not microscopic.
I think he was
very
doing
small,
it at all.
If it's very small. Small.
It's big enough to read.
SB.
With the
Sugar
naked
baby.
Eye.
SB
Sugar Baby.
Sugar Baby was here. If it's
Sugar
really,
Baby
okay,
was here.
You know what? Maybe we just have a different,
do you
different
want,
opinion.
Do you want Simon Bramhall to be writing his initials on your liver if that he, you wouldn't even give to your friend?
Oh, there was also the lack of consent.
Oh, yeah.
Bring it up.
So you'd rather have Simon Bramhall write his initials than save your friend's life.
No, I'm just saying if he saves my life, if I have a liver issue
yeah.
and he goes in there and he does some work and he fixes me, Why not take a little credit for it? Put his initials on there.
Put his name on it. You know, like a warranty card.
I don't know. Like a painting.
Yeah, but I mean, like, I'm not. Yeah. I'm just a dude with a liver that doesn't need, like, scar tissue.
All right, guys. Well, you guys are fucking lame as hell. So
we're nerds because we don't want Simon Bramhall to be fucking riding on our livers.
Yeah, my bad.
No, you're fine. If you're cool with it.
I'm cool with it.
You know, this lady wasn't.
Danielle says, I'm a former preschool teacher who now makes a living as a BBW model on OnlyFans. I make more money and spend less time working.
Here's the thing.
Uh-huh.
Teachers don't get paid shit.
Yeah.
I think they get paid just enough.
I don't think they get paid
by
enough.
By comparison of her OnlyFans earnings, maybe?
Now, I am, I don't know if this is going to surprise anyone, but I mean, I say, you know, get secure the bag.
Sure, of course.
So that's,
I mean,
that's
yeah,
what I fall
she
on.
Should always go to OnlyFans, even if she was still a teacher.
I don't know, lose some weight, but, you know, secure the bag.
No, there's people who fucking... True or false?
People want this.
I
people
mean,
want this.
Yes, true, but, I mean, I'm not...
She
I'm
looks like that lady. She looks like that lady from Eastbound and Down.
Oh, she does. Like a Mexican version.
Yeah. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, the one married to the brother
Kenny,
or something
Kenny
like
Power?
That.
She does.
No,
she's,
no, no.
She's more attractive than that woman. Because that woman looks weird.
She does.
On Eastbound and Down. But what the fuck?
She's seducing you to buy her
oh.
pics.
Oh.
Oh,
look at
oh
the
there's
muffin-y
cake.
Top. No, I'm not talking about the cake.
That's not a muffin top, dude.
I mean, it's a... You know those really big muffins that fall over the edge? anyways, but true.
Pensioner murdered with crossbow was taken advantage of by con man.
Wow.
So I only bring this up because there's an SE trope in there.
Sure.
City
crossbow
trope.
Murder?
Crossbow murder.
File that
crossbow
under crossbow murder.
Filed under, yeah, the
when
tag's
I,
on the
when
website.
When I read this, I thought, did we cover this? But then I was like, oh no, this is new.
This is new news. We just always have crossbow murders.
Wasn't there like a school shooting in like some other, some like Scandinavian country with a crossbow? I don't know. I have to look it up. I'll get back to you.
Bullshit.
I just think it's pretty cool.
Sorry, guys. I got a fucking Amber Alert.
You haven't turned those off yet, dude? What, one
oh,
of these
yeah,
days
mine.
You're going to actually do something about it?
I'm a good guy with
too.
A gun.
What, what's that, Burrito?
You just I just got that, too.
I'm
Man,
a good guy with a gun.
Stop being heroes. You guys aren't going to, that's not, you're not going to like do
All
anything
it does
with
is wake me up in the middle of the night. You're right.
Why do they do that? Like at least.
Yeah. Why don't we have to opt in? Because nobody would opt in.
But I mean, at least don't send it until it's like 8 a.m.
Well, time is of the essence. Yeah,
the right. Abduction was now.
The abduction was hours ago.
Oh, it was? I didn't read it.
Probably.
Yeah.
I mean, amateur? They don't know it until like hours later.
Yeah. Because you got to figure out that they're gone.
You know, Slam Citizens, Burrito has always dreamed of being a Japanese vending machine owner.
Really?
Despite not being Japanese and constantly reminding everyone, more people die by vending machines than shark bites every year.
Interesting.
So grab your coins and make your selections while we remind Burrito what not to say while running a business. This is Burrito's Nippon News.
We all know that I love... vending machines.
Yeah, you're kind of a
Japanese
vending machine
vending
freak.
I am.
Take
and they
pictures
got a new
of vending
one.
Machines and shit.
They got a new one.
Oh.
It's called the Boss Treat.
You stick your dick in
vending
it?
Vending machine. It gives out free drinks if you use them with a coworker.
How does it know that?
What? Retina scan?
You know, I don't remember.
Maybe
but
you have to scan
you
your
go,
badge on it.
Yeah, maybe it. I think that's what
and
it is.
The database
actually.
Unites like, oh, managed by.
Why
oh,
is it
yeah,
called
there's,
Boss?
There's
Street.
Card readers.
Oh.
Okay, so it says you both place your employee ID cards on the panels at the
Call
same
it.
Time.
Oh.
And you're each cleared to select a beverage of your choice from the machine without spending more.
Any money?
That shit overcharged. Coffee.
Does one person have to buy?
I see why.
Sounds like a BOGO.
It's the boss's treat because the employee's boss or company pays for the drinks.
Okay.
So you go with your coworker. So this is supposed to foster the idea of like...
morale.
Like
company culture.
Like, yeah, coworkers hanging out together.
Senpai and kohai.
You know, talking to each other makes for a happier, more productive workplace.
Does it though?
Yeah.
A lot of times I don't want to talk to my coworkers.
Sometimes.
Most of the time. Because all they want to do is have meetings.
Yeah.
It's like God's vagina.
Fuck the free drinks. Let's go to Burger King.
Burger King adds clown fries and Kraft buns.
Clown fries?
Tell us about these clown fries.
Is this from fucking Ronald McDonald's pubic area?
No.
Oh, well, then I'm out.
Clown fries.
Clown fries and Kraft buns soaked in butter to the menu in Japan.
I like butter.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought these butter buns sounded like something that you would only really get in the U.S., but apparently Japan's like, no.
They wised up?
We got that too.
We also have butter.
We
so
also have obesity.
Fat ass down.
They're called guilty butter beef burgers.
Wow. Treat yourself.
And the guilty butter chicken burger.
Pass.
So these buns they're made by melding the butter sauce into the dough by hand after the fermentation and before being baked.
Wow. Yeah, like brioche. What do you think?
So the butter's built in?
Butter's built in.
Aromatic flavor. Yeah.
I sense butter's
built
in.
Built butter better.
Is there a price tag on these things? I sense an upcharge.
There are. They are $6.49 for the beef burger.
Not bad.
I don't know, man.
Art hates paying more than $3 for a burger.
Facts!
Five something for the chicken. Yeah. And so these clown fries.
Yeah, tell me about.
They have.
Clown fries.
They got jokes!
It says clown sweet potato chips. They are chocolate covered fries.
Oh.
And are said to be a delicious combination of sweet and salty flavors.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah, I'm not okay with that.
I'm all right.
Okay.
No, I'm okay.
Fries?
No.
Sounds okay.
No.
Chocolate covered sweet potato fries.
I'm not 25 out of
Why are those clown fries?
Because it's a stupid ass idea.
Okay. That's why.
Because they clowning.
They clowning on this shit. That's why.
I think maybe it's supposed to be like a company name. I think they're named after some sweet potato chips.
After the insane clown posse.
ICP made it all the way to Japan.
I bet Why do you guys think that's a good idea?
I bet they have a gathering in Japan. There's probably like a group of Japanese people that are really into ICP.
Juggalos?
Japanese
juggalos? Worldwide,
Japanese
man.
Juggalos. What do you think they call Japanese juggalos in Japan?
Juggalos?
Juggalos. What?
So these clown fries, let's say if you got that at a restaurant.
Yeah.
Chocolate-covered fries. Let's not even bring Burger King into this.
Yeah.
Sweet potato fries.
Chocolate-covered sweet potato fries. Let's bring that up.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like, I made you some sweet potato fries. I had a deep fryer, got some chocolate syrup.
Out of the kindness of his heart.
Yeah. No, at a restaurant.
At a restaurant. You're paying
full price.
$5.
Yeah. You guys think that's a good idea? You guys would actually eat that shit?
I wouldn't buy it.
I wouldn't buy it either.
So why did you guys think that's a good idea?
What if it's on the table?
It sounds like
it's on the table.
Good.
If it's on the table.
Sounds good. I like sweet and salty stuff.
No. If everyone was interested, we could all go in.
Yeah.
Maybe.
That's how capital G gimmicks work. That's
still
how the capital G get you.
And Kraft Buns and Burger King don't go together. I'm still hating. Let's talk about rice.
I got top 10 for you guys.
All right.
So there's a ranking website, and they asked 1,300 people to vote on their favorite foods that go best with rice.
Gumbo.
White rice.
Yes.
Specifically.
Foods that go best with white rice.
Jambalaya.
Specifically. Gumbo. So what would be your all's...
Some
give me
kind
like
of marinated
three.
Meat.
I was going to go with steak.
Some sort of ethnic soup like gumbo.
All right.
So you like to mix your rice with that.
I think I like...
Oh, yeah.
Anything with stir fry, I gotta have some rice to go
your
along with it.
Wrist twisted?
Or like curry.
Curry, yeah.
Curry.
So yeah. Like Brian and his gumbo, they like to have soupy things to mix the rice with.
I mean, there's white rice in gumbo.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
yeah.
Boudin.
Like, it's just white rice.
Boudin.
Ooh, you know what I really like that I had recently for breakfast?
Pussy.
That's what I guess.
Goes great with white rice.
Rice with a fried egg on top and some sauce.
Oh, yeah, that is a really good.
That,
yeah.
But
like
guess,
a sunny side up egg. Yeah, that's
okay.
Fucking baller.
Yeah.
Runny.
All right.
Sometimes they just crack the egg in there.
Oh, yeah, they do.
Yeah.
They do that.
Who's they?
Japanese people.
Okay.
It's a Nippon News, man.
So here's the top 10. Salted salmon.
Okay.
Hamburg steak.
Hamburger steak to me is a fucking gimmick.
It's pretty gimmicky.
I pass on that.
Hamburg steak always has gravy. It's like our chop steak.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's like a Salisbury steak.
Yeah.
Number 8, tonkatsu.
Okay.
Number 7, yakiniku.
What's tonkatsu?
Yakiniku should be higher.
It's like a fried pork cutlet.
Yeah.
Yakiniku should be higher.
Breaded.
Yeah,
what's yakiniku?
Breaded.
Come on, educate
like
us.
Barbecue.
All right, on a stick?
Grilled meat.
On a stick.
Grilled meat.
Yeah, grilled meat on a stick.
That goes well.
6 is natto, which is fermented beans.
Beans!
Get the fuck out of here.
Fermented beans.
Beans! Fermented beans!
Five spicy coat.
Did they pull the rocks out?
How did they make top 10?
Spicy what?
Spicy cod roe.
Okay.
Cod roe.
Number four, mapo tofu.
Ugh.
Number three, gyoza.
What? That's not great with white rice.
Seems
gyoza?
Like an appetizer.
I know.
That's an appetizer.
Oh my God.
Number two, chicken karaage.
Okay.
I don't know what any of this is.
Fried chicken.
Fried chicken. They're just getting fancy.
And
with it.
The number one thing that goes with rice is
shogayaki. Stir fried. It's a stir fried pork fried with ginger sauce.
1,300 people were surveyed,
Jesus,
and it amounted to a list like that.
And they all got it wrong?
Yeah.
Where's the steak?
They all got it wrong, apparently.
I mean, yakiniku should be number one on that list.
No Wagyu steak?
I think maybe it was further down.
They didn't. They don't live their lives.
We're talking top 10, though.
They don't live their lives.
They actually got to choose 30, but I only got
Natto made it? Fucking mapo tofu?
Yeah.
Mapo.
Which is just spicy tofu.
Mapo tofu.
Yeah.
And then fucking gyoza?
Yeah, I don't know what that was about.
Gyoza doesn't belong on that list. Fuck out of here.
Last night I had like a plate of 20 dumplings and I did not have
any
rice.
Not one rice.
You ate 20 dumplings at one time?
Not a single rice.
Yeah. Treat yourself.
I went to Kung Fu Noodle. I took Gemini the other day.
They're baby dumplings, but they're good.
They're kind of small.
They're really good. You can eat 20 pretty easily.
Like Swedish meatballs with a cover?
Art could probably eat like 35 of them.
Y'all know they make them out of real babies?
Baby meat, baby dumplings?
Yeah.
That's why they taste so good.
Baby long pig.
Ooh.
That was the Nippon and
Little Piglets
World News.
Food truck fanboys, you haven't lived until you've conquered the crazy one. Intergalactic Boba Runner Booba Get serves you everything in the crazy one. Infinite calories for a not-so-infinite price.
$9.95.
Best bring your appetite, because the crazy one has everything. No substitutions, no. Don't give up your much-done cred by asking for no pickles or no onions. Booba won't hold the mayo, because it wouldn't be the crazy one if it didn't have everything. Next time you have a craving for clout that will get your feet wet, find the most badass food truck in the galaxy and order the crazy one from Booba Gets.
Abu gets, and I gets it, so get it.
What I have a lunch.
What I have a lunch.
Brian, you wanted...
I'm fucking pissed.
Hot and bothered.
I went to an establishment that has a meal named after me.
Yeah.
The Brian McFly meal?
I got the Brian McFly meal today, dude.
All right, let's try to guess that again.
In Slam City, north of
the burbs.
Central,
in the burbs.
In the burbs.
We're talking dollar menu items, right?
Yeah, I mean, and guess what? Total, $7.27.
Jesus Christ!
What is this? Large Diet Coke.
You know what happened? You didn't order from the app.
You didn't use a coupon, bro.
No, I absolutely didn't. I'm gonna change that because
that's a $4 meal in the app, dude, with free fries.
McFlation is what it is.
McFlation.
So we got large Diet Coke,
which should be a dollar.
Double cheese should be
or free.
Double cheeseburger.
That should be a dollar.
Medium fries.
Maybe I'd say $2 on the double cheese.
And then $1.99
for the medium
fries.
Why'd you pay for that?
What do you mean?
Should have been a large.
Large free in the app.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, large fries like $3 in itself. Straight up.
The basket is $3.
I just didn't know. I wasn't prepared for that. I didn't know this was going to happen. I thought it was going to. There was a time about a year or 2 years ago
that I could get it
for like less than $5. Am I crazy?
Yeah, of course. No.
What's happening?
They're forcing you to use the app.
Is that really what it is?
For sure, if
marketing.
You go to the app, that's like, it's like,
fuck my ass.
It's $4.24 after tax. That meal.
Really?
In the app.
It's genius
save
marketing,
yourself
man.
$3.
Forcing you so they can
get my data. They can rape my
it's
ass.
It's not even about your data. It's about the notifications, man. Come on back. We got some free fries.
Don't notify me. I'll tell you when I want to talk. McDonald's.
You always want to talk. They know you always want
every
to talk.
Every day.
I do.
They know you always want to talk. That's why they're preemptive. They're like, we know.
I know. There's probably an ad that's going to pop up on my phone after this conversation.
Yeah. So you had McDonald's for lunch.
Yeah. It was all right. Too expensive, as you can tell.
Yeah.
That was my point.
Boom-chi.
Boom-chi.
I also had fast food.
Oh, you went to the gas station.
I did not go to the gas station.
That's the only fast food I know of.
That's the only fast food. It's Mexican inspired.
Oh, Taco it's got Cabana. The best oh, URL.
Taco Cabana. Inspired.
It's got the best URL.
Oh, best URL. Yes.
Ta.co. Ta.co. Yeah. But what did he have for
what
lunch?
Did I have? No, it was different. One of the items is something I usually get, but the other potatoes. Two items. One of them was because I had enough reward points, so I treated
Whoa.
Myself. It was a freebie. Gotcha.
Beef Crunch Wrap.
Something that Supreme was the right word. You might not
gordita.
Guess the item. It's like a gordita, but it's fried.
Chalupa.
Boom!
Steak?
Supreme? No, this guy never has steak.
Why not?
Have you ever had it's the steak at Taco Bell?
I have.
Okay.
Yeah, but I thought you said points. You didn't say. I mean,
no,
it wasn't
no,
on the
it's
list,
still
man.
Extra, man.
Wasn't on the list.
Yeah.
And the third item was like one of their new special items. Was a
Dorito something?
$2 chicken burrito thing.
Mm.
Pretty good.
Did you get a Baja Blast?
How I about a not. Baja Finger Blast?
Nope.
Yeah, did you get one of those?
Well, I think you're missing out.
I might be.
Burrito.
What is this, amateur?
What'd you have for lunch?
What'd you have for lunch?
Was it a Baja Finger Blast?
Yeah, did someone finger
not.
You?
No.
Aww. Maybe next time.
Finger popping, you asshole.
I ate this at work.
Quiz
at the
pussy?
Office. I did not go...
Wait, did you have pussy for breakfast and lunch?
Damn.
I just made it in the office.
In the microwave?
You had ramen.
Soup.
I did. I had the ramen.
Oh. Ramen.
Well, why don't we just... I always forget ramen. You eat ramen every
he
day.
He ate raw men.
Oh, wow.
I don't...
Can I ask you
I
a weird
eat ramen
hypothetical?
Every day.
Here's your hypothetical. Yeah. It's weird.
All right, so, you know, you've been dealing with some stuff that might be related to allergies, right?
Oh, no. Yeah.
What if you were allergic to ramen or an ingredient?
What if you got
like the seafood?
And that would suck.
Yeah.
Yeah, it would.
What
Sorry
if you got
bring it
celiac,
down,
buddy?
I don't think so.
Just he likes all that yeast on that pussy, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, don't affect him that way.
Just because, like, there are days that I eat a lot
days
of bread
go
and,
by,
I feel fine.
It's different time
Still, I
in
think
the family.
Of you?
Dirty Vegas?
Boom, boom.
Dirty Vegas.
Dirty Vegas.
Gemini Jackson.
What?
More like lost wages.
More like lost wages.
What'd you have for lunch?
What did I have for lunch?
What do you have for lunch?
I didn't eat today, but let's see if
you
I
still
ate yesterday.
Haven't eaten? Oh, you
I
did
ate.
Tonight?
I ate tonight.
Wow.
Thank so you had are. A late lunch.
You know why? Because he was in so many meetings.
So many
today
meetings.
That he couldn't eat. Isn't
straight
that
baller, man.
Could not eat.
He needed to tell everyone how much sushi he got for $60.
$60. I got way too much sushi.
Yeah, now you're paying for it.
But he did have sushi today.
I did not have
way too much sushi.
He had a late lunch, but how about early in the week, Jeremiah Jackson?
So this was a quick lunch. Grab and go.
Chicken two ways?
It was not chicken two ways.
Taquito.
It was healthy.
Oh, wasn't a taquito.
It was not a taquito.
Was it a pre-made salad from
It was.
H-E-B?
It was a pre-made salad from H-E-B.
It had
chicken cubes and ham cubes.
It did not have the cubes, but
eggs.
It did have chicken. No eggs. It's more basic
Wasn't
than a
cob.
House. Not a
more
cob
basic.
Or a house.
Caesar, chicken
Caesar.
Caesar.
Chicken Caesar,
Caesar
salad.
You know what? I just started eating Caesar salads like maybe a year ago.
Yeah, but you should.
You guys
and
are fools.
Really good.
Yeah.
That's
no,
what I get every time.
Fools.
They're roughage.
Why?
You know they...
Because it's such a basic ass salad.
Iceberg lettuce sucks my ass,
yeah.
Dude.
Romaine.
And there's nothing there.
What's wrong
Romaine's
with romaine?
What's up? Romaine's what's up? So yeah. I feel like, you know, I shit better.
I haven't really
when I
after
have roughage.
Any salad you'll shit
you
better
when
fiber,
I have roughage,
man.
Especially
yeah.
when you
Gotta
get it tossed.
I eat a lot of fucking meat, so I think like having some greenery in my diet is probably a good thing.
It's kind of like a poopy. It's like a sled for your poop. It like says, "Hey, poop, get on
you
top
know what it
meat,
is?
Get on the sled
it's
and come
a,
out my
it's
butt."
It's a lettuce wrap for my poop.
That's right.
It's a literal poop lettuce wrap.
And then the Caesar dressing is the
lubrication.
Yep.
The poobrication.
Thank you.
All right. Well, that's what we have for lunch.
What we have lunch?
Last night, I woke in a sweat, the cravings rising from deep within my loins, the salty taste of her belly. Her humid heat warmed my tongue, the soft crunch of that corpulent pancita. Where was I to find the greasy slab of fat to satiate such forbidden desires? Then I remembered Tickham Farms country bacon.
Well, howdy, y'all. I'm Jimmy Thickham, president and CEO of Thickham Farms.
We farm raise our Triple C standard hogs to be the thickest and the quickest. All greased up and ready to go. I start every morning with the slickest, thickest trim, fresh from the hog. When you need a slice to fill you up nice, get them arteries pumping and those veins popping. Bake Thick'em. Thick'em Farms.
Thick'em Farms Country Bacon is available at the Thick'em Farms booth at the Slam City Farmers Market every Saturday and Sunday morning. Not recommended for children under 18 or women who are nursing or pregnant. Side effects include, but are not limited to, sore jaw and fingers, itis, and bonies lasting longer than 4 hours.
Ooh, come to Papi Cerda Gorda.
Bonies.
Bonies.
Everyone's entitled to the truth. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Slam City Radio. Get in touch with us through our contact form at slamcityradio.com. We'll send you a sticker, then ask you where you'll stick it. Subscribe, Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, all day, every day.
Scram! Da-da. I said split! Da-da. Shake the scene, you turkeys! Get out of my house! I'll see y'all tomorrow. Da-da.
Is that too much?
Hit 'em up!